This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of Quebec. And in case you're thinking about coming, I just want to run a quick little experiment. Buffalo Wild Wings, let me hear you right now. But we still got plenty more room. So if you want to go ahead and stop on by, they are open. We're ready to roll. And right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. How about yourself?
I am here, ready to go.
Okay.
Are you sure?
That is not as excited as I was hoping for, but
well, it's not Monday yet. It's game day.
That's
Monday.
Right.
Yeah, that's so a good point.
Hey, Mick. Turn it up. What do you think about Micah Parsons ragging on Daniel Jones on Twitter X last night?
I didn't see that.
Let me see if I can pull it up real quick so I have the quote. But he pretty much said, can you believe that they thought Daniel Jones was better than Saquon Barkley in New York?
Oh, he was sticking up for his Penn State teammate.
So he was in a way sticking up for Penn State, and I was like, why didn't you just do that without taking a shot at Daniel Jones? We all know he stinks, but maybe don't do that.
Yeah, he needs a filter. I told you the other day, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you did.
Less is more.
Isn't he in charge of like content for Bleacher Report or something too? I think I was hearing Eric Giafalo talk about that the other day. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
Was that a question, Corey?
It was a question.
Well,
okay.
We all said we don't.
And I didn't have an answer for it.
Yeah, Corey, we all said we don't.
I immediately was like, maybe I'm wrong. I'd better go look it up. So, Mickey, what are we going to do this weekend? How are we going to make sure that we get the healthy guys out on the field?
Play until Monday.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. This weekend, we got to practice,
thing,
though, Kevin.
It's
you
a good thing they still got, 3 days to go before they have to play. And one more kind of sturdy practice. So that's a lot of guys. They had, you know, somebody didn't explain it right. I heard, and I can't remember if it was a news update or, you know, sports station, whichever I was listening to. It was like, oh, they got 18 guys on the injury report.
Yes.
Well, okay, but eight of the 18 were fully practiced, right? So you just got to count the guys that did not practice, and I think that ended up being right around 8. And that's somewhat concerning going forward, since 2 of the guys were I guess Tyler Smith was limited, but him being limited and Zach being out, meaning both guards maybe without him?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? And so I started thinking about it, and it's like, well, if Guyton's back and you're missing guards, then Awesom Richards is probably not competing to be the starting tackle. That he's probably got to be a guard, and then the other one would be TJ Bass. And boy, you're getting real young on that offensive line if it plays out that way. Now, you're hoping they're just trying to get both guys to the game on Monday, and that might be the case. But again, boy, that's concerning. And then the other DNPs that caught my eye were Kalen Carson, shoulder and illness, and then Jordan Lewis ended up having a neck, and he did not practice. So, you know, if Carson wasn't there and you were in two cornerback situations, you could put Lewis out at left corner and Diggs on the right side. But when you go to nickel, well, then you're going to need some help. And the way they finished the game last week, they were using McQuamu as Carson's backup that when he went in. And they also had elevated Josh Butler. Now, if two of those guys can't go, then you're going to have to elevate Butler again, it would seem, and McQuamu is going to have to do more than playing in the slot. So, those are the ones that caught my eye that it's like, ooh, that could be problematic.
Now, I know the logic going forward is obviously that Dak Prescott is out, and that's probably not going to help this, but CeeDee Lamb's fifth in the league in receptions, but also has the second most targets. So not the efficiency that you would love to see. Obviously, you would love to see that balanced or in favor of better receptions versus where he ranks in targets. But CeeDee Lamb does seem really optimistic. I know players probably aren't going to come out and be like, we're screwed. What have you seen from CeeDee Lamb thus far this season that has...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe led to some of these disconnects, and does the positive attitude by him just kind of feel like a CeeDee Lambism?
Well, first of all, I'm not big on the targets statistic because it sounds like he's not catching the balls when it's thrown to him.
Right. When it could be
and
just
a bad pass.
And
what if it's a bad pass,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Or what if you're just throwing the ball away and it's at his in his direction? So
yeah, that's a very raw stat.
But when you're looking at targets, well, who else are you targeting? There's no Brandon Cooks out there.
Yeah.
And if I'm the quarterback, who do I trust? Well, I trust CeeDee Lamb. So, yeah, the targets to the receptions, I just look at the receptions. If he's fifth in the league in receptions, that's pretty darn good, right? Because he finished last year
first.
It is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't put too much into that. Now, obviously, he and Dak had a few routes that they didn't connect on, that they were on different pages, and that's concerning. But again, when you don't have any games to go, but well, you would think by this time, and let's get rid of the missing training camp thing, because when you're 5, 6, 7 games into the season, that just doesn't float for me. But again, maybe the quarterback and the wide receiver are reading it, differently. And, that comes to a couple of disconnects. And, and we saw it, too. He was doing one thing. Dak was doing another. So when you don't see the ball in the sun, is that a target?
Yes.
See what I mean?
Yeah. Did you like Jerry's zing?
Yes, that was a good one.
Okay, yeah.
Well, the good thing is there will be no sun Monday night.
That's a
but what about the moon? Jerry Jones is right at the moon.
It could be a full moon. Oh, no, I think the full moon's tonight, by the way.
I don't know, but
I can't wait to be on the Rangers call when Dave Raymond's like, he lost it in the moon!
Right? Well, they've lost it in the sun before.
That has happened, definitely.
Or in the lights.
I heard
a Harry Carey call when he was doing the White Sox at George Orta missed one in the sun, yeah. And I won't go on to what else he politically incorrect said.
Yeah, look, I like Harry Carey a lot, but you might not be able to repeat some of those.
Well, you could, but not this day and age.
Yeah, that is fair.
What is you've seen Rico Dowdle's entire career here with, yeah. And it's all been with Mike McCarthy. How's he changed since he got here? And what did
he's
he
healthy
to earn all this?
Yeah, he's healthy. You know, his rookie year, undrafted free agent, and he basically was, you know, at the bottom of the tote ladder then. And then he spent basically 2 years on injured reserve. And then last year he was kind of the backup, and now this year he finally got the opportunities that he hadn't got previously in the other 4 years he was with the Cowboys. So I always thought he was a decent to good running back. He just never got a chance to play. I remember his rookie year. He returned a touchdown, a kickoff for a touchdown, mm-hmm. And he said, "Okay, this guy's got something. He's got some speed, but he can never stay healthy." Well, now he's healthy, and you're seeing what you're doing. And I see everybody's making a big deal that Mike McCarthy named him the starter. He said, well, he's the lead back. And, of course, he is. He has the most carries. He has the most yards. He has the most snaps. And he has started 7 of the 9 games. And one of the two he didn't start, he was injured. He was ill, and he wasn't active. So he has been the lead back all this time. If you look at the carries, the yards, the snaps, and how many times he started. So, but I guess everybody needed something. So when he said, yeah, he's the lead back, it meant he's the starter. Well, he's been the starter. Nothing's changed.
Well, you're off.
But he's played well.
True.
Right?
No, I agree with that. Sure. Yeah.
And you see what he can do, but he's, gosh, has he had, I would have to look this up, but off the top of my head, has he ever had more than like 15 carries in a game so far?
I don't think I've seen that.
Probably not.
It's usually 10, 12, yeah. Somewhere
yeah.
In there.
Yeah.
So, but if you don't fall behind by 30 points, you know, you can lean on him.
Which feels impossible in home games for us. So I don't know how that's going to work. But good news, Mick, you're off the hook for a prediction today. But on Monday.
Oh, I could keep thinking about it,
you
right?
Can keep. I know you'll agonize all weekend. Get back with us on Monday about your prediction.
You will have it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.